I love it when the perfect venue comes together with the perfect performance. And that's what happens with Shakespeare on the Rocks, now in its 24th season and its third season at the Chamisal National Memorial as part of the National Park Service's Shakespeare in the Park program. With me are Jesse Snyder and Carlos de la Garza Garcia, both of whom are directors and actors. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Monica.
Now, Shakespeare on the Rocks, okay, I always assumed this used to be held out at McKelligan Canyon, where the rocks that were part of the mountain behind the stage. I thought, how clever, Shakespeare on the Rocks. You're just educating me that there was another intention behind that.
It was originally designed to be something of a pun. It was Shakespeare on the Rocks, there were rocks there, but it was also Shakespeare on the Rocks as liquor is on the rocks, that it's in its purest form. It's not mixed with anything. We're not watering it down. We're presenting true Shakespeare, not Coke and Shakespeare, but
okay,
just
so it ain't a Shakespearita or colada.
No,
it's
not
on
at all.
The rocks, so really savoring the purest approach to it.
Indeed, and that's what we try to do. Of course, because of time constraints, we have to do some editing, but we don't modernize the language. We don't change the language. It is his language.
No dumbing down.
No dumbing down, and it is both enjoyable and educational.
And challenging, I suspect.
Yes,
still, it has to be the zenith of learning the diction, the interpretation, the timing. You've got to have some comprehension to get all that right. So, it's an admirable effort.
It's interesting that you mention that. But, one of the things that we stress, and we even have a vocal coach who also is one of our actresses, a professor at Community and used to work at UTIP as well, who teaches and makes sure everybody has the right pronunciation. If you're going to say Padua instead of Padua or Padua or whatever, then everybody says it the same. It's we
consistency.
Have that.
Oh, yes, now. Yes. Yeah, it's hard enough to understand each other when we think we're speaking the same language. But then when you get into the King's English, I suppose.
Oh, very much so. Well, actually, like Queen's English. Queen's, because it would have been Elizabeth.
Oh, well, okay, there we go. All right. Well, tell me what your rundown is. But first, let me jump in with the fact that this opens Friday, September 21st, and you will be running for 4 weeks. Tell me your program.
That's right. We'll be starting out. Our first weekend is Twelfth Night. And we will run that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our Friday and Saturday shows are at 7, and our Sunday shows are always at 3, so we keep the times consistent. The following weekend, 28th, 29th, and 30th, also of September, is Taming of the Shrew. The following weekend after that, only the 5th and the 6th, we will be doing Richard III. That Sunday is the day before a federal holiday, so the Chamisal will be closed, so don't show up that Sunday.
Okay.
But instead, we will have a special student performance on Thursday the 11th. For Richard III. Then the final weekend is what we call a rep weekend, which is when we do all of the shows in one weekend. So Friday is Richard III, Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th is Taming of the Shrew, and then we close on Sunday the 14th with Twelfth Night.
Right, and that last weekend, the Thursday, although we are hoping and stressing it for students, anybody is free to come on that day as well.
How hard do you have to work as Shakespearean actors to try to get a response from people who might not understand what they just heard as far as the English goes?
Oh, sometimes it's challenging, but I think that we as directors, Jesse, myself, Hector Serrano is directing Richard III, if we work to get the actors to put together language and movement, costuming, setting and everything, then the story and the themes come through and the language comes through. The tough part is taking that language and knowing what it means before you pronounce it. But that's the truth in anything as an actor. You have to know what the author was saying and get those emotions, get those actions, and get that feeling across. And I think that's what our actors do very well.
And to be perfectly honest, growing up, I never really enjoyed reading Shakespeare. But even from a relatively young age when I couldn't really understand it enough to necessarily read it, I feel like watching it is a very different experience. So if you've had Shakespeare classes where you've had to sit there and read it and you don't understand it, come and watch it where you see the movement, you see the gesture, you see the facial expression. It brings even those words that you can't understand, you get the context and you can understand so much more of what's going on.
Multidimensional communication is going
right.
on.
Indeed.
And that's the fun, for me, of something like Shakespeare. Precisely because the language is different, there's a musicality to it. I find it more entertaining and engaging. Now, you are doing two of these pieces that are reprised from last year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The first
yes.
two are the comedic pieces.
But my take on Taming of the Shrew has gone back to a traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also said I'm putting the comedy in the comedy and the bawdiness that he built in.
Oh, my. Now, there's an irresistible invitation. I thank you so much for coming in today. My guests, Jesse Snyder and Carlos de la Garza Garcia, both are directors and actors with Shakespeare on the Rocks in its 24th season and its third season at the Chamisal National Memorial with a lovely stage and the perfect seating arrangement for the public. It opens Friday, September the 21st, and runs for 4 weeks. So the best way to find out the schedule is to go to ShakespeareOnTheRocks.com, and the entire schedule is right there. Thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you so
Monica.
Much for having us.